AIDS is a disease that weakens the immune system, gradually destroying the body's ability to fight infection and certain cancers. AIDS is caused by human immune deficiency virus or HIV, which is spread most often through sexual contact, shared or contaminated needles or syringe, infected blood product, or from an infected woman to their babies at birth, breastfeeding. Eastern Equatoria state officials says they are working with non-profit organizations in different government health facilities across the state to offer support to HIV patients. Martin Okot, Magui County Health Director, says the county has registered an increase in HIV/AIDS infections every month this past year. Okot says the state Ministry of Health should create awareness on the dangers posed by HIV.
HIV is one of the public health issues in the county. Currently, the data we have and those who are under ART service are estimated to 3,500. Those are currently client data positive. They are non-status and under ARV. And we have the 9 health facilities that are giving service, ART services in the county. And what so far we are lacking, though we have the services, HIV service, special the treatment and testing, what we are lacking is doing awareness. This is what we are lacking totally in the county. We are expecting the Minister of Health at least to lobby for projects that is creating awareness.
Flora Alfred is the coordinator for HIV/AIDS in the State Ministry of Health. She encourages all married couples to get tested for HIV.
So for ANC, HIV testing is compulsory because we wanted the mother to deliver child free from the HIV infections. So in all primary health centers, HIV services are there in the counties. Testing HIV from MCH, either from antenatal, is compulsory. You cannot refuse that one. It's the package. You will be tested for HIV, syphilis, high blood pressure, hemoglobins. All these things should be tested because they wanted you to be free, and so that you should produce also the child free from all this kind of sexual transmitted disease. And then also the first things, we are giving health educations to the pregnant mothers before, so that they should know even the benefits of testing. So my message to the community, special for pregnant mothers, they should come to the facilities. When they get pregnancy, let them come early to the facilities so that to know their HIV status, so that to protect their child in the womb.
An estimated 160,000 people in South Sudan are living with HIV. Only 34% of them are on ART. Tourette resident Regina Iolonga, a mother of two, works as a mentor at the Tourette State Hospital. She says she got infected with HIV in 1999 and her husband died of the infection in 2000. She says she has faced a lot of stigma from the community, including from her own family.
My own relative abandoned me because I have HIV. They said I am now useless. My firstborn child also abandoned me that time, but now she has realized it's normal to have HIV. Even my sister that time refused me to touch her children. There are a lot of challenges when living with HIV. You need to have a strong heart. Many people are sick, but they fear the stigma.
The National Ministry of Health says South Sudan's HIV prevalence rate is estimated to be 1.9% for people aged 15 to 49, but health officials are concerned about the increasing number of new HIV infections. Patrick Loyette says he has lived with HIV for 18 years, but thankfully all his children are HIV negative.
What made me to come out is because at any time anyone can die, not only because of HIV. I also got encouragement from people who have the virus, and the church tells us that the death can come at any time. That's why I was attached to the church, and it has encouraged me, and I am now free. Even my children are not positive because I take the drug in time.
In 2022, an estimated 6,100 people died of AIDS in South Sudan. An estimated 140,000 children are orphaned because of AIDS in South Sudan. Bibiana Candido is a member of the State HIV/AIDS Commission in Torit. She says the commission has no resources to do its work in Eastern Equatorial State. The U.S.-based Center for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, works with the South Sudan Ministry of Health and other partners to strengthen the country's health system. Other partners, including the National AIDS Commission and the Global Fund to Fight AIDS, Tuberculosis, and Malaria. The CDC says its implementing partners provide HIV testing and treatment support across the Equatorial Region and Lake State. Data for fiscal year 2022 indicates the CDC provides direct support to 35,782 people living with HIV for antiretroviral therapy across South Sudan. For VOA News, I am Kaltuma Vanessa reporting from Eastern Equatorial State Capital, Torit.